Hello.
Good evening, radio people.
You are listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us.
Emergency broadcast super center for all of your tsunami needs.
Yes.
This is the Odyssey Hours.
And we apologize for not being here last week. I was still incredibly sick.
And I don't know if you're aware, but 3 to 6 a.m. is really late.
Yeah. Well, no, you were looking after me.
Yes.
He was feeding me soup by the airplane method.
Yeah, well, it was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles plastic spoon. It's the only one that Eric will eat out of. And he made me make noises, too.
Yeah.
Like, here comes the turtle.
No. yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better, though. That swine flu is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, but I ate enough bacon, and so that's how I stayed safe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure that's what I had. Nobody gave me a definitive answer.
Because doctors don't know anything.
Yeah, but they gave me drugs to help me cure the
pain. Ooh, what did they give you?
They gave me antibiotics.
Ooh, good stuff.
And steroids, actually.
I think that's coming out of the...
No, I hear it in the headphones. Don't worry about
really?
It.
Really? No, these headphones just must not work. I just hear it out of the computer speakers.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Anyway, so tonight I'm going to be playing all sorts of new music and then also weird music from the 80s and 70s and 90s and stuff. All in that tight area, though. Mostly 80s. This is Big Black with a song called Strange Things. Up next is going to be a new song from Ted Leo and the Pharmacist off of his album coming out soon.
DC based, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. Why not? And the song's called Even Heroes Have to Die. Give us a call at 804-649-9737 here at the Odyssey Hours. And we will...
Answer the phone.
We'll answer the phone. We'll field your questions. Give you advice. Hold you metaphysically.
That's on you.
well, like, emotionally, I'll comfort them if they need it. And
okay, you can do that too. Eric's good for that, I suppose.
Well, I've been through a bad way, and I know what it's like, you know?
Seeing the other side?
I saw the other side. I've seen it before, and it's dark and scary. But there's light parts if you find them. And I'll tell you all about it at 804-649-9737. Check out the blog online, wir.org. You're listening to the Odyssey Hours. Ted Leo is up next. See you guys.
hope it doesn't show. It'll go away. It's just a passing phase. It'll go away. You can't dress nautical, learn to tie knots, take lots of Dramamine out on your yacht. But when you're all alone and nothing bites, you'd wish you'd stayed at home with someone nice. But when you think you made it disappear, it comes again. Hello. It's spilled it out and you've got angst in your hands. You've got angst in your hands. But when you think you made, when you think you made, disappear. You sure you made it disappear, and you still got angst in your hands. I hope it doesn't show. It'll go away. It's just a passing phase. It'll go away.
To
Hey, that was Brazos with a song called Kid. Before that, back from 1982, that was Sparks with Angst in My Pants, and Ted Leo and the Pharmacist with Every Hero Half, Even Heroes Have to Die. And this is a band called Kissaway Trail with a song called SDP. Who are they on tour with right now? Passion Pit, I think. Big with the kids. You know those kids, they love those bands. Anyway, see you guys.
Brothers.
said you knew the price for a fare. If you can't dream, you can understand what they mean. We'll be right back.
welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. Still the Odyssey Hours, 3:30 p.m. A.M. A.M., very important distinction here at WRIR.
Certainly. It'd be nice if it was 3:30 a.m., but I'd probably be asleep, honestly. That is... it's 3:30 p.m.
You'd be asleep?
Yeah, maybe.
You
I don't
bum?
Know.
Bum?
I am.
Get a job, hippie.
No, I just live on a different schedule. I work at different hours. Somebody's got to.
Someone's got to work the streets.
Yeah.
Eric keeps them clean.
I keep them clean from... I do a shakedowns is what I do.
Shakedowns?
Yeah, I know. I don't like
I thought
like
you were a good guy.
I am a good
I thought
guy.
You were a superhero.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, I mean... people come up and they think they're going to get some bad stuff from me, and I say, oh, no, no, no. And I just let them know. But I'm not a cop, so I don't bust them. But I try to trap them. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My superpower is helping old lady cross the street. I don't know why you got to be so bad about yours.
My superpower
helping
is
fiends.
I make electronic equipment not work properly. That's definitely my superpower.
Oh, that's a true story.
Yeah, no, sometimes when I'm, like, a little out of it, like I'm sleepy or something, I can't control my superpower.
We need to get that ghost show on Discovery Channel to come to the studio.
Yeah.
It would go off the charts when you start knocking stuff.
You know, I can communicate. As I said, I was close to death, and now I can talk to ghosts. And
could you tell the ghost out there what you just played?
Yeah, sure. That's what I was trying to do. That was The Plastics from 1981 and from Japan with Robot. And before that, Lude with Roman Polanski. Art Museums with Sculpture Gardens.
Was this before or after Roman Polanski got arrested?
The song was all about him being arrested.
Oh, I was paying no attention.
Okay. And then The Kissaway Trails with SDP. And that was everything.
Oh, okay. And so now we'll have some songs that are relevant to the current events. So the Big O, he just decided he wants to send a whole bunch of more people to Afghanistan. Some good old warmongering, which is always good for the president. The Silent Street Spankers will be up next. Just stick magnetic ribbons on your SUV, just in case you've forgotten how to support the troops properly. And then Virginia did my least favorite thing in the world, which is banned smoking in bars. So we got a couple of cigarette songs coming up after that.
Cue.
Silly, silly people.
Silly.
I really like smoking cigarettes in bars.
It's very,
like in a deli, sure, I don't want to smoke while I eat my egg salad.
Yeah, but,
in
a bar. I mean, it's like the most socially acceptable thing I think you can do with cigarettes. Like otherwise, I don't see any point in smoking them unless you're in a bar.
You don't see any point in smoking them?
Well, like, I don't know.
That's why you don't smoke cigarettes, and I
do. We can talk about this more later, I guess. But, all right. It's just like, I don't know. Okay, we'll talk about it more later.
Well, here's the Salem Street Spankers with stick magnetic ribbons on your SUV.
I'll see you guys.
One, two, three, four. I'm sitting here in Iraq. My head had eyeballs in the back. It's a bummer that my Hummer isn't armored to a T. Show me your support. You spent $1.93. Oh, stick magnetic ribbons on your SUV. Keep your apathy and get off scot-free.
SUV.
If I don't see a ribbon on that SUV, I'll call you a red, wish you were dead, put the blame on weed. If I don't see a ribbon on that SUV, send me to Iran. And I sure don't want to see Afghanistan. Any day now I could be another grunt sporting a stump. So buy another ribbon while you're paying at the pump. You're paying. Stick your apathy up your passivity.
SUV.
If I see another ribbon on that SUV, I'll flip you the bird and make the word of the day complacency. So stick that stupid ribbon up your ass, your SUV. Now the whole damn world is bleeding, and the last thing that we need's another fucking ribbon on that gas-guzzling S.O.B.
Stick a ribbon on your SUV.
Oh, those ribbons aren't by chance made of Kevlar, are they?
Stick a ribbon on your SUV. Stick a ribbon on your SUV. Stick a ribbon on your SUV.
Oh, go ahead and stick it.
Stick a ribbon on your SUV.
Of a gentleman, I've been told, the kind of guy who would never harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met the man who invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't figure it'll hurt my health. I've been smoking for 25 years, ain't dead yet. But them nicotine slaves, they're all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop while you smoke that cigarette. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Had a game of chance the other night. Old Dame Fortune was doing me right. Kings and queens just kept on coming round. But I played him low, bet him high. My blood didn't work on a certain guy. Kept on betting, laying that money down. He'd raise me, I'd raise him. I sweated blood, you gotta sink or swim. When he finally called and then didn't raise the bet, I said, "Aces, full pal, how about you?" He said, "I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I'm gonna smoke another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Had a date with the cutest little gal in the 48 states, a regular uptown fancy kind of dame. She said she'd love me, it seemed to me. Things was going the way they was supposed to be. Hand in hand, we was rolling down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a cake of ice. Our petting party was going nice. So help me, Hannah, I'd have been there yet. But I gave her a hug and a little squeeze. And she said, "Cody, excuse me, please, but right now I gotta light up one of them cigarettes.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff,
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. You just gotta have just one more cigarette. Now life ain't nothing but a poker game, no two hands quite the same, and I never saw a winner that didn't bet. So if any of you folks fixing to quit, I ain't gonna criticize you one little bit. Instead, I'm gonna light up one of them cigarettes.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But you just gotta have another cigarette. Smoke.
Well, we're one cigarette away from being done. Yeah, we're one cigarette away. Sure has been fun. Yeah, we're one cigarette away. We gotta find some place to stay. Because we're one cigarette away from being done. One drink so quickly turned into another. It's gonna take me all day tomorrow to recover. Over has been hung, the last fag has been bummed, and we're one cigarette away from being done.
Oh, sorry about that. And that set there, you just heard Goran Bregovic with Christina Oro, Asylum Street Spankers with Stick Magnetic Ribbons on Your SUV, Commander Cody with One Cigarette, Smoke That Cigarette, then Super Suckers did One Cigarette Away. Sid Beckerman was what you just heard, and Howie Leings with Ota Zoy. Here's good old Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Up Jump the Devil. Sorry, I talked over the intro.
The devil and he staked his claim.
Thank you. This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to WRIR.